All right, it is 34 minutes after 8 o'clock on this beautiful day here in Humboldt County. And we have got Donna and Susan from two different women's clubs here in Humboldt County, Trinidad and Eureka, respectively. Good morning.
Good morning.
Indeed. So, 125 years for the Federation of Women's Clubs here in the United States.
And worldwide. This is the General Federation of Women's Clubs. And they've been around for 125 years, and we're celebrating locally thanks to the graciousness of the Eureka Women's Club.
Fantastic. And Susan here representing the Eureka Women's Club.
Right. We're so fortunate to have this lovely building that we can share with the community and hold special occasion events like Saturday's celebration.
Fantastic. Now, what's going to be happening at the celebration?
Much is going to be happening. We're going to have a table for each club. There are six remaining within our district, which is the Redwood District.
Okay.
And that includes the Garberville, Eureka, Crescent City from Del Norte County, mm-hmm. Trinidad, Wanika Club of Blue Lake, and the McKinleyville Club. So each of them will be having their own special representation of history for people to casually walk around and peruse. And I know you're going to have something to entice people as far as food goes.
Well, we're going to have a cafe, and we're serving soups and breads for donations. And we've had some very nice contributions of homemade soups. Also, you have to come by and see why in the world does the Eureka Women's Club have a cow on the front lawn? What does that have to do with history?
So you'd expect that to be the Ferndale Club,
yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
So there's an enticement. Come and find out why we have a cow.
All right. Now, Donna, I'm told you are like a history expert with regard to this.
Well, not an expert, but a lover of history.
No,
I think most of us really do. We carry our own personal history, and we expand beyond that. And what we have found out as we have been working to get this program together for a celebration is that we rely on each other's strengths. And that's part of our motto, that strength united is stronger. And so that what one person can't accomplish can be accomplished when everyone pitches in with whatever they have available, time, expertise, money, whatever those skills are. And that's what is behind women's clubs.
Fantastic. Now, how long have the ones here in Humboldt County been around? I know the entire federation is 125 years.
Right. Well, I think Eureka and Arcata are some of the older clubs. There was one here in Ferndale for a number of years. That's now your city offices, I believe.
Oh, okay.
There was one in Fortuna, which is the Fortuna Monday Club.
Right.
Oh, and the reason why we called it Monday Club back then was because women who had an opportunity to have someone else do the laundry freed up the household lady who could then attend club.
Wow. And
so many of the clubs
no
are called Monday clubs.
Wow. That's a great little tidbit of history there.
There was one in Carlotta for a number of years. So there are clubs that are no longer existing for one reason or another. There was obviously an Arcata club. And those that remain still do the good work that needs to be done.
Fantastic. I know that the Eureka Club is very active. There's lots of things going on there. And now you're at the Trinidad.
Trinidad Civic Club, and we celebrated our 100th anniversary in 2013. And we were very pleased to have it as a district meeting at the same time, so we were guaranteed a good turnout. Everything was freebie that day, so it was lovely. Lots of our local dignitaries and supporters through the years, or their second and third generation, came to attend, and it was just very, very special for us. But Eureka, you're right. Eureka does quite a bit for the community. It's an ongoing phenomenon to be an example for all of us.
And it's a beautiful venue, too. It's such a wonderful spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, has that always been the Eureka Women's Club?
Absolutely. Those women in 1901 got together with their Monday Club, and there's a wonderful photograph of the building when it was finished in 1917. You say, well, those were the, you know, privileged women who didn't have to do the laundry. But there's two women bending over with their derrieres in the air. They're picking weeds. So they weren't that much. I mean, I love that photo. But they did. They saved their money for that many years, and from 1901 to 1917, in order to build that building. Gosh, $2,500 it took that long to save.
That's what it cost?
Yes, and it was built for women, a women's club for women's meetings. That's what it's always been.
Fantastic.
Old Goth Redwood, I'm sure there were a lot of people who contributed, you know, the land, maybe a good deal on the wood or whatever. I'm sure it was a community effort, and it serves the community now.
Fantastic.
I think that's what can be discovered about any of these clubs. In looking back, again, it's the history, finding out that it was the community spirit, and the women were the catalyst. They said, we have a need, what can you do? They spoke up, not only for themselves, but for children, for other adults in their communities, and they built a community that was stronger, and we have the benefits of that today, and we're going to celebrate.
Wonderful. Now, of course, all the women's clubs are united, but you were telling me in the beginning, I guess the Arcata and the Eureka Women's Club were like competitive.
Well, that is probably a well-known aspect of personality structure, but it was told to me by a woman who had been the president of the Arcata Women's Club. When I talked with her, she was 96. Her name was True Hoyle, of all wonderful names.
Great name.
She told me that her mother was on the original board for the Arcata Club. And when word got out that there was going to be a normal school to be established here on the North Coast somewhere, those women got wind of it. And then they readied themselves, boarded a local schooner, went to San Francisco, stagecoached all the way over to Sacramento, and put the good word out that they had the special offer, free land.
Wow.
But I think equally important was that they kept this quiet from the Eureka Women's Club, and all those women didn't know this was going on. So then when the women came back home, they told their husbands what they had done, that they had promised all this land to the state.
For free.
For free. And that is what we have today as HSU University. So we can thank women with a little bit of pluck for doing something so spectacular and nervy. And maybe it was the incentive of, we're going to do something that nobody else can do, or we'll keep this quiet. Who knows what was the energy force? But it was for good, and we'll take it that way.
And that was the original name, was Humboldt State Normal School.
That's correct. That is correct.
Now, I was curious about the name, and you explained the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, because that's an interesting...
Well, I have been told that Normal was a real person, but I also have studied a little bit of it on my own to look up and found out that Normal was a standard that was structured all across the country to establish some guidelines as to what would be expected of training for women, who were the only acceptable teachers, it seemed, at that time, to have any credential. And they would go to these two-year schools that were nationwide again, called normal schools. And from that, it grew into what we have today.
That's right. It became Humboldt State College after that, and then Humboldt State University.
Right. And many of them grew into what was a temporary status as a state teachers college. I know that on the East Coast we have them all over the place, and many of them have advanced, grown to the point where they're now university settings.
Mm-hmm. I think it's an ironic thing that it was called Normal School, considering what Normal stands for, and and Humboldt County's premier agricultural export. It's just
not normal.
Yes, kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Well, so when is this event?
Saturday. We open the doors at 10. We'll close the doors at 3. We will have guest speakers of women who are quite accomplished. Two of the council women for Eureka, Linda and Natalie. And then the HSU's president's going to speak. We have a California president is going to come and speak. And then Crosley is another person. So we're going to have the historical vignettes every half hour, which are just like amazing. they will act out the stories of these accomplishments. And it's quite gripping because we start to realize it wasn't that long ago. Mm-hmm. Those are real people. It wasn't old, you know, it was history. It's gone and doesn't mean anything. No, this is real and living. So it's going to be fun.
And it's free.
Free, you can't beat that.
It is free to the public. So we're hoping people will come through. As we said, it's self-guided tours. There, it's the opportunity to have something to eat if they wish to make a donation, mm-hmm. and then to sit in on the special lectures in the fireside room. Want to keep in mind that there are a couple of special features about what women have accomplished. And, of course, our founder, who is Jane Cunningham Crowley, in 1869, wow. as a woman journalist, wanted to attend a lecture in New York City of the New York Men's Club. And it turned out that she was not allowed. She wanted to hear this lecture given by Charles Dickens, and she was told that she couldn't do it because she was a woman. Can you imagine? So here we have Jane with all of her other journalist women friends, and they were given the opportunity to sit behind a screen, and they could be admitted.
Wow.
And they told them no. So from there,
is that to keep away the cooties or something?
the energy just built, and they had to do something. And from that, she said, we're going to organize ourselves. If we can't be seen as equals, we will do something to bring attention to the fact that we want to learn, we want to help, and we want to contribute to society. So from that, she worked from 1869 until it was finally ratified in 1890 during this huge conference. And Susan, you have that wonderful story about the women who went from the West Coast.
Oh, for the conference, for the first conference for the General Federation of Women's Clubs, the women on the West Coast got on a ship and rowed down around the Horn and up the coast, the East Coast, to arrive to this conference location. And they were so committed to make this happen. Mm-hmm. They could see it was needed. And I'm just amazed at their dedication.
And we have to realize, in those days, life was not handed on a platter to anyone, male or female, and that this mm-hmm. always came with hardship and sacrifice. But those are still the same qualities that women have to deal with, find within themselves today, and it is helping women still today. That's what we're about. Initially, it's for education, it's community service, and it's for leadership development. We have to find some kind of spark within ourselves to say, yes, I can do that. I can make a difference. And that's what we do. But I want also one lovely story that we love to share is that for a long time, women were not encouraged to drive. And if we remember back at the turn of the century, that there were many, many men who were able to drive the first vehicles, old-fashioned trucks or whatever, and certainly cars. But in the southern part of California, there was a woman doctor by the name of June McCarroll, and she, in trying to get out and about, had a very modern car to her in those days of 1917, I believe. And she was out on what was just a dirt road, but she was constantly being driven off those dirt roads by the trucks who took their half out of the middle. So she realized that something had to be done. She went to her city council in Indio, and she said, we have to do something about this. This isn't fair. I found myself just off the road this last time. I'm going to be killed. Others will be. We've got to do something about it to divide up the road. They listened patiently and did nothing because not enough roads were also macadam or asphalted at that time. So there wasn't a whole lot that could be done, but at least that idea had been planted. So what came from that? That she had a friend who was in the legislature in Sacramento who proposed by 1924 that all roads that had asphalt or macadam would have, this is her proposal, don't forget, a line drawn down the middle, and that would divide the road equally so that people could go in opposite directions safely. So we can thank a woman from California establishing that basic idea of a painted line on the road, and we have it worldwide, folks, all because of a woman saw a need and addressed it. So we're Fantastic. Very proud of her.
Alrighty. So we encourage folks to come out Saturday to the Eureka Women's Club. And what are the hours again?
10 till 3.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Rex Bone. Bone is going to be a speaker, too. We're real interested in what he has to say about the women's
club. Tell him to get in touch with his feminine side.
Yes.
Yes. I want to see that. Alrighty. And... and for those who aren't aware where the Eureka Women's Club is on J Street, give the exact address.
1531 J. Right up the street from the jail. That's what J stands for.
And on the opposite side, the juveniles at Eureka High.
At Eureka High. We're surrounded by J's.
By J's. There you go. All righty. Fantastic. Well, Donna and Susan, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you. You've been wonderful to have us.
Thank you.